without purpose, we're nothing. Like, we're not happy. We have no reason to keep going. And, you know, a lot of what she talks about is really like, you have to find that purpose and you have to work hard in it, because the challenge is where the actual confidence and happiness and fulfillment comes from.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
All right. I am addicted to freaking Glossy, not because it is your product. I swear to God, I'm literally addicted. Like, my body craves this thing. Share a fun Glossy fact.
You really are.
I really addicted. Am. I'm not playing.
So you guys, I like right now, my stash is getting really low.
Your mustache?
Because we're giving out so many sticks for events that I'm literally like, babe, until we get another order of these, this is all we have. So
I sneak them.
Use it sparingly.
So I sneak them.
So anyway, okay. Fun fact. Well, our magnesium is marine magnesium, and it was chosen because it's really bioavailable. And a lot of people don't take magnesium frequently, even though we actually should be having it every single day, because magnesium is responsible for so much like muscle and nerve function, not to mention it can help keep you regular. It really helps you sleep as well. So you can get all of your magnesium needs inside of Glossy, Chris.
Guys, I swear to God, even though it's kind of branded a little bit on the female side, I am freaking addicted. Okay, they get a discount if they listen to the show. What is the discount?
Discount is code HAPPY, you guys. So go grab it. I'm serious. I really want to hear your feedback. And honestly, go read the reviews on the website. We keep all of the reviews up, no matter what they are. So just go read what everybody is feeling. And I'm telling you, like, people are writing, my tummy feels flatter within the first couple of weeks. And that's because of the probiotic, you guys. This thing has 30 clinical studies on it. And one of the studies that just came out is on body composition and also digestion and nutrient absorption. So go check it out. Go read everything. And you can, you know, make your own decision from that.
That's funny that you say it, because I drink a big one every single night before I go to bed. So I wake up leaner. All right, guys, go to getglossy.com. Again, that is getglossy.com. Please get some and tell Lori what you think about it and use code HAPPY for 15% off. All right, so here's what we're talking about today. Better conversations. Because we just had a dinner last night. You know, we practice what we preach. We always say the best bonds, the best conversations, and the best ideas are shared over dinners. And I think it's because you're sitting there for 4 or 5 hours and you're across from someone, you're next to somebody. And if you're a good conversationalist, you know how to have better conversations. It's almost like a gold mining exercise, a data mining exercise. And not only are you getting an incredible equal energy exchange that makes you feel good, but you're getting idea exchanges and favor exchanges. And a lot can happen sitting by somebody who is a high performer or a like-minded thinker over the course of 4 or 5 hours while you're breaking bread. There's just something about breaking bread, maybe having a cocktail or two, that changes the game. It just does. Anyhow, we practice what we preach. And we went to a very special dinner that our friend Christopher King put on last night. Shout out to you, Chris. Thank you so much for putting this together. Mm-hmm. And it was at Anastasia's house. So Anastasia of Beverly Hills, I'm sure every woman listening right now knows the brand, but can you give a quick description of the brand?
Oh my God, a makeup mogul empire. She is one of the largest makeup brands and one of the most beloved brands, and just the inspiration who will not stop working because she's so in love with creating, with entrepreneurship, with purpose.
Yep.
Yeah, she's really, really one of the most inspiring people I know.
And this home was one of the most inspiring homes I've ever been in my life. It's in this private neighborhood in Beverly Hills that you don't even realize exists. It's a hidden, crazy private neighborhood. It was so cool.
She just threw a dinner for her 25th anniversary of her makeup line. And she showed me the picture. She's like, here's one of my favorite dinners.
Sitting at the same table we're sitting at. She's like, oh, look at my favorite dinners here that we had.
It was Oprah. It was J-Lo. It was all of the Kardashians. It was Sophia.
Her next door neighbor.
Her next door neighbor. It was every powerhouse woman I can possibly think of. Like, I actually, like, you think of someone that you look up to in, you know, celebrity industry, entrepreneur. I was like, this is insane. And I can only imagine the conversations that happen in that room. She's such an incredible conversationalist.
Yeah. And so, you know, last night's room wasn't that crowd, but as an equally high quality crowd. I mean, it was incredible. It's Rob Dyrdek and his wife, Brianna. Of course, Christopher King and Anastasia. Martin Katz, the famous jeweler from Beverly Hills. Babyface, the singer, was there. I didn't expect him to be there. Yeah. You guys know Babyface, the singer. Just like a huge handful of probably 25 incredible human beings doing incredible things. And when you're in a room like that, you have to understand how to have better conversations. Because before we share some of the conversations, I will tell you, there is a very distinct line that you can draw down the middle of the room of those who know how to have better conversations and those who don't. And you watch it play out. You watch those who learn how to have better conversations get all the gold out of the room, all the relationships, all of the fun, all the joy. And you watch those who don't know how to have better conversations kind of leave without those bonds. And I don't know how else to say it. You either know how to have better conversations or you don't. And so that's what we wanted to share with you here.
And one of the things that's so cool about this, you guys, is that if you go to something like this, like I very well could have felt really stressed out or worried or like questioning, you know, the things I've done and am I enough? And I'm nervous to go here. I did not feel that way. Like not even 1 ounce. And here's why. It's not because of what I've done or accomplished, because in that room, what I've done is literally nothing compared to a lot of these people. And so, you know, going into it, all I thought about was all you have to do is be interested.
Yep.
Just be curious about what people are doing. Like I did not go into it with an agenda. I was not like, this person has to know about X, Y, Z. They have to know about my podcast. They have to know about Glossy. I was like, I am going to go in and learn from this room. Everybody in this room is, you know, a lot of the people are ahead of me. So I'm like, I'm going to extract all of the value from the room by asking questions and being interested in them. And people love when they get asked questions, maybe they don't normally get asked, or just questions that really open them up to what they're passionate about talking about, because we all know small talk just destroys our souls anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%. So I'm going to share one of those conversations. And you and I actually each had a good conversation with this individual. One of the guys that was there, his name is Nicholas Correo. And this is my first time meeting him, but he's the private client manager, right? So runs this very small but very important division for Moët Hennessy, which owns like every high-end mm-hmm. alcohol brand there is out there. And LVMH. If you guys don't know what LVMH is, that is literally the parent company that owns Louis Vuitton and just every other high-end, everything out there. As a matter of fact, the founder's name of LVMH right now, he's literally the richest man in the world at this moment. And it's from these luxury brands. Anyhow, Nicholas is the private client manager, and he goes around and just manages the high net worth individuals that have very selective taste that want to get things from these brands. And this makes him a fascinating individual. Now, it's not just that he's around these people that makes him fascinating. It's that he knows how to have good conversations. He was a great conversationalist and a great guy, like so nice and warm, wasn't he? Mm-hmm. Now, you were chatting with him out on the lawn and you came away. You're like, oh my God, I just had the best conversation with Nick. Would you share how to have a better conversation? What'd you ask him?
So he was, you know, I had asked him, you know, what he was doing here, how he got to the dinner, like, you know, how he came about in this room. And he just told me what Chris just told you. And he had started talking about that he had spent 2 years in Sicily winemaking. And I was like, wow. I mean, you don't meet many people who have literally spent 2 years somewhere, let alone winemaking in another country. And I said, okay, what were your 3 life lessons that you learned while you were in Sicily that, you know, really impacted you that you are going to take with you for the rest of your life?
And so what was his answer?
Well, the first one was to slow down. And he was like, you know, slowing down. He's like, they're not in a rush for anything there. Like, it just doesn't matter. He goes, it doesn't matter what it is. It's not a rush because they prioritize living life. And, you know, most people in Sicily and honestly, a lot of these European countries, they're not prioritizing a Ferrari or a handbag, or it's not even really in their sphere of like what they see every single day. So it's not something that's desirable. What's desirable to them is drinking the wine. Like he even was talking about, this was a great story. You know, he had a private client who they didn't know had 900 bottles of Krug, I believe it was.
Of Krug, yep. Very special bottles. And he had 900 of them. They kind of hoarded and collected.
And I believe it was one of their clients in Texas. And he didn't know Nicholas was his name. Yeah. He didn't know that this client had 900 bottles, and the owner of the wine found out that he had 900 bottles. And he said, you can't ever sell another bottle to this man, because he was so upset that it wasn't getting drank.
Yep.
And so it wasn't about the money around, like, you know, most people would be like, great, sell all the bottles he wants. And he was like, absolutely not. This is to be enjoyed. This is the intention behind this wine, is that it's to be loved and enjoyed and savored. So never sell another bottle unless this man drinks all this wine. And that was just like so full circle to these lessons that he was talking about. Unfortunately, Chris, dinner started, so I couldn't get the other two, but he said he was going to give them to me when I saw him.
Well, I drew a lesson. He sat across from me at dinner, and I drew a similar lesson from him as well when he told that story, because he went on to say, you know, we've run our business for, you know, basically a few hundred years now, if you go all the way back to the beginnings of Moët Hennessy before they were one company, before LVMH was one company. And you got to remember, this is the richest, biggest luxury brand in the whole wide world right now. And he said, the reason why they've been so successful is, this is going to sound counterintuitive, they don't focus on making more sales. They focus on giving such a great experience and getting people to experience the products, whether it's the wine, whether it's the Hennessy, whether it is the clothing, whether it's the, right? Getting them to have such an experience with their products that they will be customers for life. And that's a great example that you just gave. You know, what can we draw from that? We always need to make experience. Any product that we ever have, we always got to make experience the pinnacle priority. Not selling another one, not getting more people there, but the experiences, and then the rest will take care of itself. So I thought just that was such a great reminder, great conversation. I was talking to Rob Dyrdek. We were excited to catch up, and we're sitting out there on the lawn talking for quite a while. And, you know, he's building this multi-generational vision right now to leave, not just to his kids, not just to his kids' kids, but to his kids' kids' kids and their kids and their kids. That's how long down the road he thinks. And he's building this incredible estate right now that they've nicknamed Forever Estates. And they're making sure it's Forever Estates by putting it in this self-sustaining fund where it'll always be around. It'll be in the family for every generation to ever use. And the number of years of planning that have gone into building Forever Estates, and they just broke ground a month ago. So it's really, really exciting that they finally broke ground on it. Anyhow, the reason I share that is this is probably the second or third time that we've had this conversation about a 100-year vision. And he said, now, Chris, at this point, he goes, I've got about a 300-year vision. He said, but what started this all was when I got into a group called Tiger 21. And if you guys don't know what Tiger 21 is, you have to have $20 million or more of liquid investable money to go into this group, to get, you know, selected into this group. And then you guys all share your investment ideas kind of privately. And he goes, so I got in there and they asked me, what is your 100-year vision? And he said, what do you mean my 100-year vision? Like 100 years? Who thinks 100 years down the road? He said, but that was the domino that tipped. That was the moment that it all made sense. That was the moment that everything had meaning. When somebody asked him, what's your 100-year vision? And he created a 100-year vision. And that led to a multi-generational, you know, several hundred-year vision that now led to Forever Estates. But then he worked backwards. If I'm going to have Forever Estates, I've got to have the time to build it. And I've got to have the time to leave this legacy and these lessons to my family. So how do I free up that time? I've got to build these companies. But how do I build these companies in a way that I'm not pulling away time from my family? Because that's his priority. And so I created this system where I measure every minute and everything I'm doing. And so working backwards from that question of what is your 100-year vision, put all of the successful moves into order. Instead of saying, I want to be successful. I want to be rich. Oh, I just want to be so rich that maybe there'll be something left over for my families. Instead of thinking about next week, instead of thinking about next month, instead of thinking about next year, his life changed when somebody asked him, what's your 100-year vision?
Hey, y'all. I'm so excited to share with you that this podcast, Earn Your Happy, is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. Truly, this is like one of the most exciting things that has ever happened to me. I'm telling you, I no longer feel like I'm doing this alone, and I actually get to collaborate with the people who host the podcast that I'm obsessed with, like that I have been listening to myself, who inspired me to start a podcast, who have taught me about how to go and do the thing, like the original people who got me motivated through listening to their podcasts. You guys, a bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and to support shows and brands that we believe in. And one of my friends are also on this network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to their show. You guys, I just had Danielle Canty on of the Boss Babe podcast. She co-hosts it with her other amazing co-host and one of my friends, Natalie Ellis. You guys, you can go check out that podcast on mine. It's episode 925, and Danielle and I talk all about burnout and how that could be showing up in your life, and most importantly, how to prevent it. But I want to tell you, if you have not gone and checked out the Boss Babe podcast yet, go subscribe, because it is one of the largest online communities for ambitious women and female entrepreneurs. And I know that if you're listening to the show, chances are that's probably you. You guys, they have 3.6 million followers and 380,000 subscribers. The Boss Babe podcast is the place where they share real behind the scenes of building successful businesses, achieving peak performance, and learning how to balance it all. Most of all, you guys, truly, these women are in my life. Danielle and Natalie are people that I text on a weekly, monthly basis when I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel stuck. What should I do? I tune into their podcast, you guys, to learn. Even though they're my friends, I am still like crazy obsessed with this podcast because I learn something new every single time I listen. It makes me be a better podcaster. It makes me be a better businesswoman. It just makes me be better and more confident out in the world because they're so real and raw. And I can tell you that in the moments where I have had horrible days, down days, I've either gone and listened to this podcast or I've texted them, because these are the people who truly get it. You want to listen to the people who are walking in the same footsteps that you are. You guys, go check out the Boss Babe podcast. You're not going to be sorry. And it's just going to like make you way smarter and you're going to have way more fun. So go check it out.
Now, listen, let me be real. I don't have a 100-year vision. I don't have a 50-year vision. Do I have a 20-year vision? I don't think so. I honestly don't think. Right now, my vision is get Frello built and get it sold and celebrate that.
And he did mention sometimes, and his wife was there too, it's like sometimes all you can think of is today. But even just opening up that question of what would that even look like, and start small. What would it look like to have a 20-year vision?
Yeah.
Like that opens up a new way of how you do everything.
But I would challenge that. If the best in the world are saying, what is your 100-year vision? Then why change that formula? Why not challenge yourself to say, what's my 100-year vision? It's okay if it changes. But that question and having to work backwards from, I found my answer, now I have to find a way to make it happen, is what puts all the successful parts into play. And that's exactly what happened in that case. So another example of having a better conversation, that whole thing started on me asking, hey, how does it feel to finally break ground on Forever Estates and give me an update on the 100-year vision? And that just led into this big conversation about all this unfolding. Now, you had a great comment. You were sitting by Anastasia for the dinner, and you had a great conversation with her about your company. You want to share that one?
So, I mean, you can't sit next to her and not ask about what her beliefs are and what her values are.
And can I share why? This woman was an immigrant from Romania, came over, did not speak the language here in the U.S., and now has built an $8 billion makeup and beauty company. That is the American dream.
That is insane. So we were just chatting about, like, purpose and the fact that she never, I don't think she'll ever retire. Like, people are like, Anastasia, why are you still doing this? And she's like, what else would I be doing? And it gives her so much purpose. And when I say she's in it, she's like, I am up early on Zoom calls with people in Europe. I'm on Zoom calls with New York. Like, I am always taking care of business. She's always traveling.
Doesn't have to.
And she said, because without purpose, we're nothing. Like, we're not happy. We have no reason to keep going. And, you know, a lot of what she talks about is really like, you have to find that purpose and you have to work hard in it, because the challenge is where the actual like confidence and happiness and fulfillment comes from. And so she's like, I will forever challenge myself. She's like, I'm in challenges right now. It's some of the hardest things are these things that she's doing right now, like at this point in her career that she doesn't have to be doing. And I just thought that that was so incredible to, you know, talk to somebody who is at that level, who does not ever need to work another day in her life. And she seeks out the challenges because she loves them and knows that that is where true fulfillment comes from. And we talked a lot about purpose, especially with women. And we were sharing how, you know, coming from the Midwest, a lot of the ideas around purpose that I saw, this is what I saw. So I can only share from, you know, my perspective. A lot of the purpose for women growing up was their children. And so me and my friends talk a lot about how our mothers kind of lack that purpose when we left the house, or we feel so responsible for their happiness because they did not seek purpose outside of that necessarily. And so we had chatted about that being kind of the mentality in sometimes the center of the country. Now, like I said, this is just my perspective, but they were saying, you know, in their cultures that everybody always serves a purpose. Like they're always either, you know, cooking, gardening, they create, like it's so vital for people in their culture to be busy and they know it. Like they're very aware that not being busy is not a good thing.
Yep, 100%. And, you know, when I hear that, I think of my dad, you know, God rest his soul. I wish he was still around. He was taken from us way too early, but he had that same drive. Remember, dad was always the happiest guy on the planet. Mm-hmm. What made him happy was choosing to still pursue purpose, even though he was quote unquote retired, and embracing the challenges every day, early Zoom calls or problems with this or problems with that, because he was the president and chairman of the board for the Wisconsin Maritime Museum in his retirement. And choosing the daily challenges in the pursuit of purpose mm-hmm. is what will make you happy and keep you going. And the minute that you decide, oh, I've made enough money, I'm done. Or the minute you decide, I don't want to do that anymore. Or the minute you stop pursuing purpose and just wake up and work in a reactive state, you're going to lose your happiness.
Motherhood is one of the most incredible purposes. Trust me. Like we have these conversations all of the time, but it's when, you know, because they are both the women that I was talking to, Anastasia and Corrine, who is also incredible. They were talking about how they created purpose actually with their daughters or with their family and with their kids. So they were like, okay, so yes, motherhood was like this massive purpose for me, but also I knew that it couldn't be the only purpose. So they tried to bring in their family to what they were doing throughout the years to make sure that the family knew how important it was for all of them to have purposes as well. Like, yes, I'm your mom, but this is also important and I want you to see why.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Lori, let's put a bow on this. Better conversations. Mm-hmm. What is your final tip for being in a room like this and having better conversations?
I mean, don't feel like you have to come up with the most interesting, unique question they've ever been asked. Just find common ground. Like last night I was sitting there going, okay, these are all humans. We all have had a human experience, like as kids or how we grew up. Like, let's talk about something important to all of us. And that's kind of how the purpose conversation had started. And so I knew that, you know, that had to be something big for those ladies down there, for them to have created what they created that I was talking to. So I just started asking about how they grew up. And that really spiraled into a really easy human conversation.
I love that. There's always, no matter, even if you think there isn't, there's always common ground to be found. And that's how you form a bond. Mine's kind of similar, kind of not. Mine is stop worrying about being interesting, right? I know we all do that as humans, like, oh, my not enoughness is coming up, or my I don't belong here is coming up. But who cares? Stop worrying about being interesting and instead be concerned with being interested in the people who you are around. If you just take that policy into every single room you're ever in, you're going to thrive. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about being interesting. Be worried about being interested in the people who's around you. And one of the things I do really well, one of the ways that I apply that is not just asking good questions of the person in front of me, but you know, when you're at these things and there's always somebody kind of looming to the right or looming to the left and they don't feel like they're a part of the conversation, but they're kind of right there, one mm-hmm. foot over. Always be the person that brings them in.
Always.
Move and make a little physical space to gesture for them to come in and then pull them in verbally. Say, hey, you know what? I was just asking so-and-so about the one thing that they grew up with, blah, blah, blah. What would your answer to that be? And find a way to pull the person in next to you. Because not only will that person appreciate it, but the person who you're talking to, they also appreciate that because they see that you become the great aggregator of making sure everybody feels seen. And that's how you have better conversations in any kind of room like that. Even if you're in a chateau in Italy, Now, that might sound random. Why do I bring that up? Because we have an awesome announcement. Mm-hmm. Check this out. Lori and I, and some of our best friends in the world, Rob and Kim Murgatroy, who live in Florence, Italy, and who are responsible for every great international experience that we have ever had in our life. Mm-hmm. And I don't say that lightly. I mean, every peak international experience in Greece, in Paris, in Italy, you name it, that we've ever had in our life has been coordinated mm-hmm. by Rob and Kim. And, you know, we've always joked over the years, hey, you know, Chris and Lori, you guys do all the business events. We do all the experiential events over here. We should combine them. And finally, this year, they convinced us to do it. They convinced us to do it. And so for only 8 or 9 couples, or if you're an individual, no problem. The point is, it's going to be a very small group. We have rented out the most epic chateau at hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds years old. Gorgeous estate right outside of Florence, Italy. And Rob and Kim are creating the most visceral, once-in-a-lifetime experiences you could ever have in your life over there. Like dinner with the Ferragamos, the famous designers. And dare I say, helicopter rides into a vineyard, very special vineyard. And private tours of the Duomo. Like once-in-a-lifetime experiences. They go on and on and on.
I'm here for the content.
They're putting that together. And Lori and I are going to take these experiences and pull business conversations and collaborations out of the situations that we are putting ourselves in. And this is going to be the most highly experiential collaborative trip for 5 days for highly driven, high-performing entrepreneurs. Now, again, real small group, we can take 8 or 9 couples with us max, and it's going to happen in October. And the only details that we're going to give you is we're going to share it all on a webinar on Saturday morning, May 18th. And if you can't make it, don't worry, we'll send out a replay. Now, to get an invite for that webinar, you have to text us the word Italy. Text us the word Italy to 310-421-0416. Again, text us the word Italy to 310-421-0416. That'll put you on the list to get a link to the webinar for Saturday, the May 18th, where we'll literally reveal everything we're doing on this once-in-a-lifetime trip.
Yeah, these trips have been the things that I have learned from maybe more than anything else, because when you get outside of your perspective, which, you know, it's, we can get outside of our perspective by traveling in the US or by getting in masterminds, which is also huge. But when you take it to a completely different culture as well, there's something about the life and business lessons that you learn of, wow, this is so powerful to learn how these people live and how they've run a business and why yep. they have so much legacy. Like when we got to spend time with the Ferragamos, it blew my mind and made me think so differently just about even how I run my business and how I show up in life. So if you are ready to just like completely level up your life, your experiences, how you perceive your business and the people in it, this is the thing that you want to do. And I'm telling you, these are the things that make your life rich. These are the things that make you feel really fulfilled, is going and getting so far outside of your normal daily life and comfort zone that you become a different person within that environment.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible. And to make it possible, like we're going to pay for all the experiences. Rob and Kim are arranging all the experiences. We're paying for your $2,000 a night stay for the 5 days in this beautiful, you know, hundreds and hundreds of year old chateau. Like, this is going to be something that you probably have never experienced in your life before, the way that we're putting it together. But we're doing it in a way that, I don't want to say it'll be within reach for everybody, but it's certainly not going to be crazy, put it that way. So anyhow, very small group going. If you want to hear about it, text us the word Italy to 310-421-0416, and we'll reveal all the details on Saturday, May 18th. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Love and appreciate you.
Hey,
Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also has influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.